let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lemon Abner seated in the courtroom at the county seat, waiting for the jury to bring in its verdict.
For the land's sake, Lum, stop tearing up that newspaper. Look on the floor there. Looks like you're building a nest.
I never noticed what I was doing.
Well, I wish you'd cut it out. Oh, you're getting me nervous and upset, too. If somebody was to call my name right now, I'd climb up that wall like a squirrel.
And why don't they come out of that jury room?
Well, maybe they got hung on something again.
I thought sure they'd come to a decision in no time at all after the judge called them back and gave them that other law to consider. Seems to me that order decided the case for them right then and there.
Yeah, that's what you said yesterday when we bring that law book all the way up here from Pine Ridge and give it to the judge. Now it looks like to me maybe you was wrong, Lum.
Well, I know it did some good. Wolford found out that broke the deadlock, and they just about reached the verdict.
Yeah, but he don't know where it's for us or against us, though.
No, that's the trouble.
Notice there you go again, Lum, tearing up that newspaper.
Excuse me.
Looks like it's been snowing in here. Either quit or at least unfold it and show me a pretty design, won't?
I'm sorry. This waiting's hard on a feller. He hardly sat still.
Yeah, you got me fidgeting, too.
Look at there what I tore up.
What is that?
Little men holding hands. Ain't that pretty?
For the land's sakes alive. Or to get you a paper doll book, you're going to do that.
Oh, I can set them out a heap better than that. That's just rough tore out.
Well, that's good enough. I can almost tell what they are. Wish I had something interesting to read. What if there's some place around here where I could get me one of them comics books?
Comic books?
Yeah. There's one awfully interesting story that I'm following in one of them. It's about a feller that wears long purple underwear. He can do some of these out-tappiness things.
You oughtn't to be reading such stuff, Abner. A feller your age.
Well, I'm old enough. I can understand it. Well, most of it. Might be a few little things here and there. Elizabeth helps me on.
Does Elizabeth read them, too?
Oh, she's a regular subscriber.
Oh, for pity's sake.
She's been taking them for 3 or 4 years now. Fact is, there's one time there when I had to burn up a batch of them because they was interfering with her work. She was sneaking out of the house and taking them down to the barn and reading them when she ought to have been chopping wood or something, plowing.
Well, I don't blame you.
No. One day there, she got so interested in one of them things that Rosebud, that's our cow, you know.
I know.
Rosebud kicked the milking stool out from under Elizabeth, and she never missed a word.
Did it hurt her?
Oh, no. Rosebud's got good stout feet. She don't bruise easy.
I mean, did Elizabeth get hurt?
Oh, no. Only time Elizabeth got hurt was when she got up on the barn roof and tried to fly like that feller in the purple underwear I was telling you about.
She never.
She done it.
Well, what in the world didn't you stop her?
Well, stop her? Well, I've been reading the same book. I bet Ulysses asked Quincy $2 she could do it.
Oh, swan do goodness. Did you ever pay him?
Well, yeah, I paid him. I had to borrow it back, though, to buy bandages for Elizabeth.
$2 worth of bandages?
Oh, well, they weren't all for her. It was part of them that was for me.
For you?
Yeah. See, I tried it, too.
You tried to fly?
Yeah, I got excited and bet him I could do it. But I was smart. I just took off from the hen house. Figured I'd start low and work up, you know.
Oh, me.
I believe I started a little too low, though. My nose scooped out of fur there. You could plant corn in it. I don't know what was wrong. Might have had on the wrong color underwear. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it, no doubt.
Second, where that feller buys that purple junk he wears. When he gets back home, I'm going to look in the wish book and see if they've got any of that. Just order me a suit or
Granny
two.
Granny Sandra, you can get the craziest one batch of ideas in that head of yours.
Well, Lum.
Just hash up about it. We got enough trouble without you wanting to buy purple underwear and go flying around Pine Ridge.
Well, I wouldn't just stay in Pine Ridge. I'd fly all over the whole country.
Why don't that blame jury come out?
Because I wish he was here with his X-ray eyes.
Who are you talking about?
Feller I was telling you about that.
Oh, for pity's sake. I wish you'd forget him.
I can't forget him. He's my hero. So that he'd look right in that room and tell us what was going on. I wish I could pattern myself after him.
Yeah, you're just the type.
I am.
You got just the deal for it.
Well, thank you.
Look at that stomach on you.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't get that off the ground if you'd equipped with a couple of jet convulsion rockets.
Oh, I don't know. If I was him, I'd just spreading my teeth, but zoom right up into the sky. Yeah, get me my shoes on.
There's other people sitting around this courtroom. They begin to stare at you, and I don't blame them.
Well, I don't neither. And every day they get to see a fella that can fly.
Well, Abner, you can't fly.
Don't get hit. Oh, that's right. That's blame it. I was going there for a minute.
You know, if that jury don't have nervous breath.
You know what that fella done one day? They was some mean varmints riding along on a train. And this fella in that purple get-up I was telling you about, he swooped down, picked up that train with one hand, and flew right back to town with it.
Picked the train up?
With his left hand, even.
No, that's just plumb ridiculous. Nobody could do that.
Well, he done it. I know he did, because he turned them two mean varmints over to the police and after he got the train back to town. Then you know what he done?
I don't want to hear no more about it.
Well, sir, he taken that train.
Abner, I said I didn't want to hear nothing more about that.
Yeah, but, Lom, you won't believe it.
I know I won't. I don't believe none of it.
Yeah, but, Lom, this time...
Wait a minute. Here comes Walford. Maybe he's found out something.
Oh.
Granny's, I hope he has. I don't know nothing worse than sitting around waiting for something. Special when you ain't sure you're going to like what you're waiting for.
Well, I don't think it'll be much longer now.
Did you find out something? Have they reached a verdict? Are they through?
Well, I don't know. But the officer in charge of the jury just came in and talked to the judge. From the look on the judge's face, I could tell they're about ready to bring in their verdict.
You could tell by looking at the judge's face, huh?
Yes. I've tried too many cases in his court not to know that look. I can read his face like a book.
You must have some of them x-ray eyes, too.
Well,
did his face say that we was going to win?
I couldn't tell that, but I'm sure it won't be long now before we find out. Oh, speaking of books, there's a phone call I have to make. I'll be right back, Lum.
Yeah, all right,
Mr.
Lawford.
Get me a comics book while you're out there.
Granny, before I was nervous because we had to sit here and wait. Now that I know the jury's just about done, I'm more nervous than ever.
Yeah, well, they better get done pretty soon, Lum, because you're out of newspaper to tear up.
Granny, I have tore that whole thing up, ain't I?
Yeah. You want me to get you another?
No, there ain't time now.
Thought maybe like a later one to tear up.
I'll manage somehow. I don't know what I'll do, though, when that jury foreman stands up and reads off the verdict. I can just mind nigh hear him now. We, the jury, award the pearl to Milford Avery Spears.
To Milford Avery Spears?
Well, it could happen.
Even after that extra law we had the judge read to the jury the other day?
Even after that.
Talking.
If that had made a whole lot of difference, they'd have reached a verdict yesterday. Oh, this suspense is killing.
Why,
killing
that
me.
Old Billy Goat. That old Billy Goat. He ain't got no right to that pearl. I demand a recount.
Abner, hit you, for goodness sake.
Well, you know what it'll mean, Lum. We'll just have to move out of Pine Ridge. That's all there to it. Ain't nobody will be able to get along with Grandpap if he's got a pearl stick to him.
Well, don't get all riled up about it.
Well, you'd be riled up, too, if you'd worked as hard for as many years as me and Elizabeth has to build a home and have to just pull up stakes and leave it. Just a dirty shame, that's
well, you don't have to leave it.
Well, you surely don't expect me to stay in Pine Ridge and let that old Billy Goat shine that pearl stick pin in my face every day.
He might not even get it made into a stick pin.
Oh, yes, he will. I know him.
Jimmy Deering wears one all the time. That don't seem to bother you none.
Well, he's different from that Grandpap, though. Grandpap will do it just because he knows that's what I wanted to have did with it. That farmer, he'll do anything in the world to spite me. Just to spite me. I hate and despise him.
Now, Abner, don't get yourself all worked up.
I hate and despise him to pieces. That flames his hide anyway. I can just see him now. Strutting around town with that stick pin stuck in his overhauls.
In his overhauls?
Why, sure. He just wears a necktie on Sunday. But he'll wear that stick pin every day of the week. Now, he'll buy himself a derby hat, a pair of yeller spats. You know, I bet you he even starts toting a walking stick.
Oh, he won't do that.
He'll do it. And he won't be satisfied with just showing off in Pine Ridge. He'll go down to Hot Springs and Fort Smith. See him now sitting on a train acting like he owned the whole state of Arkansas.
Well, now, wait a minute, Ed.
Doggy, you know what I wish? I wish I could get me one of them purple outfits and just swoop down on that train he's riding on. Doggy, would he be spry?
Yeah, he'd be, and so would you.
I can just see the look on his face when he'd look out the train window and see me flying along beside of it. I wouldn't lift the train clean off the tracks right away, neither. I'd just sort of jiggle it around, scare him plumb to death. Doggy, scare the daylights out of him.
It's your imagination.
Oh, I bet he's begged for mercy. So as I'd stuck him in a tunnel and then stop up both ends just like I was trapping a gopher. Just take that train up, smash it to bits. I'll pulverize him. That's what I'll do. I'll do it. If he wins that pearl, I'll pulverize him. If it's the last thing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Here they come. Here they come. Wait a minute.
What is it?
Brace yourself. There's the jury. They're done.
Oh.
Hey, Mr. Walford, get in here.
All right, everyone, be quiet.
Tell me, I don't know where I can stand this or not.
Members of the jury, have you reached the verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
You will stand and read the verdict.
We, the jury, find in favor of the defendant.
Who is the defendant, Long?
That's us.
Oh, hooray, hooray, hooray for us. Hooray, hooray.
The object, I want a new trial.
Doggett, Grandpap, you better hush up. You don't know how lucky you are.
Lucky?
Why, sure. You just missed being in the dad-blamedest train wreck you ever seen.
Yes, Grandpap, you had a narrow escape there. It's not every day you get a break like that.